Good day, I'm Anjui. James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Thursday, September 29. Coming up, police operations expanded in St. James, minerals sector experiencing buoyancy, and private sector urged to attend Forumic 2016. The news in detail after this message.
Residents of Port Antonio and surrounding areas, the Pico Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, October 1, between 10 and 3 p.m. at the parking lot in front of the National Commercial Bank in Port Antonio. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pico Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, October 1, 10 to 3 p.m. at the parking lot in front of the NCB Port Antonio.
Now the news. The Jamaica Constabulary Force is expanding its operations to curb the upsurge of crime in St. James. The parish is to be divided into two distinct police divisions by the end of the year. Commissioner of Police Dr. Carl Williams says the move will better enable the security forces to tackle scammers and other criminals.
As a major law enforcement entity in the country, we have been very, very concerned about the situation, and we have put everything we have. We don't have anyone sitting in barracks, reserving and waiting to be called. We have everyone out there, and we will keep them out there. We are going to ensure that we work assiduously to deal with these problems.
Meanwhile, additional security personnel have been deployed to St. James in sections of the city and surrounding communities. The police commissioner says the JCF is working closely with the Jamaica Defense Force to coordinate these activities. Other initiatives include the re-establishment of the National Anti-Lottery Scam Task Force and a relaunch of the Get the Guns campaign. Principal Director in the Ministry of Transport and Mining, Dr. Oral Rainford, says there's an upswing in the minerals sector. He says the highway construction, among other development projects, has resulted in a significant increase in the production of limestone, skid-resistant aggregate, and other materials. Meanwhile, Mr. Rainford says the coming National Mineral Policy Action Plan will promote growth in the sector.
It will focus primarily on sustainability. Importantly, it will focus on value chain progression. That is moving the mineral sector simply from a large focus on raw materials, meaning raw minerals, to producing value-added products, end products.
Dr. Rainford was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. Work on Jamaica's first integrated resort development incorporating casino gaming is expected to commence in early 2017. Finance and the Public Service Minister Orly Shaw says the development is being carried out by one of the two investors for whom integrated resort development orders were approved by the previous administration in 2015.
One investor is scheduled to break ground in January 2017 and also plans to operate a temporary casino as they build out hotel rooms. With respect to the other investor, discussions continue regarding new construction timelines, among other matters.
The minister was speaking at the Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission, BGLC's annual gaming industry summit held recently at the Jamaica Conference Center in downtown Kingston. Integrated resorts are large-scale developments that must include a minimum of 2,000 hotel rooms with linked casinos. These may also include other facilities such as shopping malls, restaurants, water parks, and golf courses. And private sector interests are being urged to attend the upcoming Forumic 2016 Micro Enterprise Forum. Senior specialist at the Multilateral Investment Fund with responsibility for organizing Forumic 2016, Marco Macias, says the forum presents a sterling opportunity for local businesses to connect with similar interests in Latin America and create opportunities to expand their operations.
This is one of the biggest things that you can have. I mean, you go to one place where you have exactly your peers, but from other countries, from other parts of the world, looking at how to invest here, but what products are being created in Jamaica? What can I take to my country? What is the microfinance industry doing here? I think that's part of the big added value that we bring and that the Jamaicans and the region in the Caribbean will profit from.
Mr. Macias was speaking at a JIS think tank session Wednesday. Forumic is a micro-enterprise forum which seeks to promote innovations in the microfinance and medium and small enterprise development sectors. This year's event, Forumic 2016, is being held in Jamaica for the first time at the Montego Bay Convention Center from October 24 to 26. Interested persons may visit forumic.org for registration details and other conference information. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.